First and foremost, I want to praise and thank the Lord for this blessed Sunday morning worship time, worshiping the Lord in truth and spirit with you. It's a privilege to be here with the local church. What we see there is no wrong person to share Christ with, no wrong person to witness to. It's always the greatest thing you can do for anyone. I pray this encourages others to be bold in the Lord. This is what I heard from an old friend of mine. He's not very old, but I didn't hear from him for a long time. And he called me a few years ago, and recently he wrote this to me. There is not a wrong person to share Christ with. That's what he told me. In 1996, a young man showed up at my door. He was knocking on the door, and he wanted to sell something to me, and I was not interested in buying what he has. And the story is that I invited him into my house, and he was very hungry. My wife fed him with some Indian spicy food, and he liked it. And here is a man. That's a man. His name is Richard Humphrey. And after that, I decided to buy that item which he was selling to me. I didn't like the price, but I decided to take it. And then after that, he was ready to leave. And I said, Richard, I would like to ask you a question. Where would you spend your eternity if you die today? Well, he said, nobody ever asked me that question. I don't know. I don't know where I'm going. So I said, I would like to share some good news with you. And I had a Bible like this, and I shared Christ with him. This is a Gideon Bible, and at the last page, there is salvation plan. We call it, nowadays we call it, there is a GPS in it. GPS stands for God's plan of salvation. So I shared Christ with him, and at the end I said, would you like to accept Christ as your Lord and Savior today? And I never asked that, such a kind of question to anybody before that time. And he said yes. So we went through the sinner's prayer, and he prayed the sinner's prayer and accepted Christ as his Lord and Savior. And I said, today is your spiritual birthday. You can sign and date. And he signed and dated August 5th, 1996. And we prayed, and he left and never heard from him for a long, long time. In 2011, 15 years later, he called me and he said, this is Richard Humphrey, Titus, and I'm calling you from London Heathrow Airport, and I want you to know that the day I came to your kitchen, you gave me Jesus, you gave me some Indian food, and today I'm a pastor. And I'm pastoring with 23 other pastors. And the name of our church is His Church. Here is the man holding that same Bible copy which he received in 1996. And he told me the day he came to my house, he was contemplating suicide. But he received Christ. His life changed. And he became a pastor. Today, he is going in different parts of the world with the spiritual food, which is the Word of God and the Bible. And he has a very elaborate ministry. So, for the Word of God is living and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the division of soul and spirit. Hebrews 4:12. So, the Word of God, it is powerful. It changes life. It is changing lives around the world today. And the Bible, the Word of God copy you give out, it does the work. There's a mission behind it. And that is one of the story is, testimony is, Richard Humphrey. Let's watch a video clip.
Yeah. I went to a motel on Christmas Eve. I intended to end my life. I lived most of my life out of control. I had used drugs and alcohol. I was put out of my home. My wife told me to leave. And as I'm sitting in that room, I noticed the book lying on top of the TV. And I looked down and I saw that it was a Gideon Bible. And I thought, who needs that? And I took my hand and I swiped it off on the floor. Well, it fell at my feet, but it fell open. What I read changed my life. It said, peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you. Today, I'm a pastor. My family's been restored. My wife has forgiven me. We work together in ministry. All of this because of one Bible in one room and one night. Thank God for the Gideons and thank God for the Bibles that they put in the motel rooms.
Jesus loves me, this I know, because the Bible tells me so. You know it. You might have several copies of the Bibles of different size and color in your household. But there are billions and billions of people around the world, they don't even have the single copy. I have met many people who, when they get a copy like this, that is the first copy of a book. Not the Bible, a book in their entire life. So that is the way the Word of God, which is reaching the ends of the earth today. But we are so blessed to have many copies of the Bible. Well, who are Gideons? And what do we do? So that's why I'm here to talk to you about Gideons. And you may or you may not know about us. Gideons International is a ministry which started in Wisconsin, in 1898, it is a Christian Business and Professional Men's Association, and we work this ministry through with our wives. They are called the auxiliary. My wife is an auxiliary, and we work together. It is a ministry, it's a family ministry. And the members, we are in good standing with churches like this. We are from different Protestant and evangelical churches. Gideon's is a missionary arm of that local church like this one. And our only objective is to lead others to Christ. And we do that by placing these Bibles in the traffic lanes of life. Since 1898, for the last 115 some years, we are placing Bibles in hotels and motels like this kind of Bibles, and then we also distribute Bibles like this or in different colors, orange color or green color, in the universities, in colleges, in schools, in police and fireplaces. All over the military, we supply Bibles. We reach the world with the Bibles. And last year alone, over 81 million Bibles were distributed around the world. That is about 2.5 Bibles every second. And it is happening out there in 198 countries and 93 different languages. It is because of your prayers and support, it is happening around the world. So we are here to tell you more about what is happening today around the world through this ministry because of your prayers and support. And we also do one-on-one personal evangelism using a Bible like this. We call it PWT. That means Personal Workers Testament. And we go through the salvation plan and we tell them how to be born again so that you can be in the family of Christ. And then we refer them back to churches like this because we are not a church. We are a part of this church and churches like this. So that is what the ministry in overall sense. But we are going to see a story, a testimony of one Bible, a green Bible like this in 1996 in the hands of a young college boy. What happened? Take a look at this video clip.
Hi, my name is Craig Rochelle. I'm the pastor of LifeChurch.tv. And so much of what I'm doing today is a result of how God used the Gideons to get God's word into my hand to transform my life. When I was in college, my fraternity got in a lot of trouble. I was the ringleader in many ways of the trouble. And so as a PR move, even as a non-Christian, I decided to start a Bible study. The only problem was I didn't own a Bible. And the day that we were scheduled to have our Bible study, I was walking from one class to another when a gentleman, a Gideon, offered me a free green New Testament Bible. I can remember distinctly thinking, wow, if there is a God, he must have just worked through that guy. And sure enough, through the Bible, in Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8 and 9, I read that you're saved by grace through faith. It's not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, so no one can boast. And that's when spiritually I was born anew, forgiven of all my sins by the grace of God through faith in Jesus Christ. To all those who serve in the Gideons, thank you for investing in me. For all those who are investing in the Gideons, thank you for making a difference in thousands of stories just like mine. The living word is active, powerful. Thank you for getting it out.
That's Pastor Craig Groeschel from Edmond, Oklahoma. Today, after 18 years of his work with the church and being a Christian, over 45,000 members in his church. And in 2008, he started a program called YouVersion Bibles, the internet download. He was telling himself, hey, somebody gave me a copy of the Bible like this, and that's why I'm a Christian. Now, he wanted to give the world a free copy of the Bible, and that's where he started the YouVersion internet download. Today, take a look at it. That few weeks ago, that was 153 million downloads in 5 years. See how that ministry is going, reaching the world with the Word of God in 43 different languages. This morning I was checking, it is over 155 million. In the last 25 days, they did over 2 million downloads. It is happening around the world, in North Korea, the places where we cannot walk in with a hard copy of the Bible. These Bible downloads are happening around the world because of your prayers and support. And that is one testimony, one copy of the Bible. 155 million downloads. God knows, let the glory goes to Almighty God and His work. We are all partakers in this ministry together. And I'm here to tell you, your prayers and your support is being answered around the world. And we are part of this ministry. So shall my word be that goes from my mouth. And it shall not return to me void. It will accomplish what I please, and it shall prosper in the thing for which I send it. Isaiah 55:11. When a word of God, a copy of the Bible is given, there's a ministry, there's a mission, there's a mission with power and authority behind it, and the Holy Spirit ministers to the people who receive this one. So this is happening because of your prayers. Let us take a look at around the world. It is happening in 198 countries. Take a look at that small country which is going to be highlighted. That is the country of India. The first time in the history of Gideons, after 115 years, India became the number one country with the more Bibles distributed than the United States of America. Until last year, it was this country getting more Bibles, but last year it was India, and India is 1.1 billion people, mostly Hindus, but the Bibles are reaching there in 19 different languages. Last year alone, there was 11 million Bibles. So what we want to talk about here is, India. And I have a video clip of an Indian man who is in charge of the Gideon's International in India, talking about what is happening, and a thank you note from India. Just listen to this video clip.
Population of 1.3 billion people. 80% of this population are Hindus. The devil has blinded their eyes, and they prefer to worship the creation. And while doing so, they have forgotten all about their creator. 15% of the population is Muslims, who have made high and wide walls around them. And it's getting difficult and dangerous to breach that walls and get across the love of Jesus to them. In an environment like this, God has called 15,000 Gideons and 9,000 auxiliaries in India who share the love of Jesus fearlessly. And apart from that, distribute 13 million copies of the Word of God in 19 languages across the length and breadth of our country. Pastors, I want to tell you that the work of the Gideons and auxiliaries in India is not in vain. It is making a difference. Let me share with you about a young Muslim man by the name Abdul Qadir. Abdul Qadir accepted the copy of the Gideon New Testament, not because he wanted to study and know about Jesus, but he wanted to find mistakes in that New Testament so that he can ridicule the Christian group in his college. He studied the Gideon's New Testament for more than a year. And at the end of that year, he concluded that Jesus Christ is not a rabbi. Jesus Christ is not a prophet. But Jesus Christ is the eternal Son of God. Abdul Qadir accepted Jesus in his life as his personal savior. He confessed his faith in open. He had to face the brunt of persecution. But our God is faithful. Today, he is Pastor Abdul Qadir, not just having his own church, but God has used him to plant 300 churches in South India. Pastors, it's not about one copy of the Word of God transforming one life, but it's about how God uses that one life to build it up and transform others around them. In India, we have a vision. Our vision is to have a Gideon camp in every county. And through that Gideon camp, bring the scriptures to the remotest community in the language which people can read and understand. And today, as I stand on this platform, I use this window of opportunity to thank you, pastors. Thank you, pastors, and the churches of the United States. In India, out of 13 million scriptures, we pay for only 2.2 million scriptures. We thank you because it's your support and your partnership which enables the Gideons International to provide scriptures across the world, and India is one of those countries. Thank you so much, pastors.
When you send a copy of the Bible, you never know until we get to eternity what the effects of that and how many souls came to Christ just because of one copy of the Bible in the hands of a person who is used by the Lord. So, this ministry is reaching many around the world. Well, let's go to mainland China. What is happening there?
Now, in our last little look back, we want to thank God for one of the most exciting developments we have seen for some time. For years, we have been praying for that vast country of the People's Republic of China. A country of over 1.7 billion people. A country that's tried so hard to close the doors to the gospel. And yet God is having the victory. In the past few years, nearly 3 million copies of God's word have been legitimately distributed in China through international teams of Gideon members using businessmen and contacts made by other churches. The churches there are packed with those seeking the truth of the gospel. And the Gideons International have been working with the China Christian Council, or CCC, and the Three Self-Patriotic Movement to make the word of God available to those in that vast country. You know, in the past, this has been achieved through a wholly owned subsidiary of the Gideons International, TGI Global. However, we praise God that since August last year, the Gideons International have been officially recognized by the CCC. And as a result of that, we're now able to disband TGI Global and roll all its activity back under the umbrella of the Gideons International. Now, the International Cabinet's excited about this development. And we believe God is working in an amazing way in that vast country. Now, be careful. There is not a formal Gideon ministry in China because it's illegal to be a member of any organization apart from the Communist Party. But God is using groups of businessmen to facilitate the distribution of his word. If the law ever changes, we'd have immediate camps of businessmen ready and available. However, that is not the case at present. But the thirst for the word of God is huge. And we need to respond by making copies of the word of God available for those seeking after the truth. Just let me thrill you a little bit. Over the past 5 years, since this activity has been going on, more than 17,000 people, individuals, have professed Christ as their Lord and Savior in China as a result of these activities. And just listen to this. The average local church growth in the distribution, or the 15 months following these distributions, has averaged between 90 and 300%. To God be the glory for this church growth. Wouldn't you like it in the USA and the UK? Woo!
Yes. That's mainland China. I had the privilege of traveling to mainland China many times since 1987. For long years of prayer and work with the communist Chinese government, finally, a year and a half ago, they gave the license to Gideon's to print Bibles in Chinese language in China and distribute. This is your prayers, your support. Continue to pray for the world, especially to China, with about 1.7 billion people out there. Well, how can you help this ministry? You definitely can pray for. If we, the Gideon ministry, is not in your prayer list, please add on and keep us in your prayer list. And we are also praying for 25 more countries to be opened up for work, for Bibles to be taken in legally, open Bibles. So pray for the new countries. And you can financially support this ministry. $25 will place a Bible like this in the hands of somebody around the world. You can do that through the church offering, which you are going to take one at the end of the service. And also, there is a handout. It is in your bulletin. You can do that through a credit card, or there are different ways you can be a part of this ministry financially. We also have a Gideon card program. That is this kind of cards. There's a card rack in the back, and you can make use of this. Because of this ministry alone, millions and millions of copies of the Bibles are distributed around the world. Then you can recommend a member. We need more members to do the distribution right here in Kenosha. Last week I was in Chicago, and we, about a group of 100 Gideons and auxiliary, we did 110,000 Bibles in the city of Chicago downtown last week. And like that, there is many towns and all over the states and internationally the ministry is happening. There is another program called a Life Book Program. This is a book of the Gospel of John. You can take this one. It's a free to the churches. And you can share this gospel with your friends and peers at the high schools and middle schools of America. This is a new program, and you might be aware of this. Otherwise, it is available at this point. And then Gideon's, the Friends of Gideon's, is another program. So here is another video clip about the card program. You may take a look at it, how it works.
The ordinary greeting card says, "Happy birthday. Thank you. Get well soon. Congratulations. Happy anniversary." But a Gideon card says so much more. In addition to creating a meaningful moment, you make it possible for lives to be changed forever through the sharing of God's word. Choose a card. Personalize and send it. Then, donate Bibles. You can also quickly complete the process online at gideons.org/send the word.
I don't know where all the millions of scripture has gone, but I know where one scripture has gone. And it landed in my hands. And it was that scripture that began the journey for me toward a life of obedience to Christ.
Send the word. and change a life.
That man who was speaking in that video clip, his name is Christopher Yuan. He got half of a Bible like this. Somebody took the other half in a trash can in a jail when he was taken in because of some drug deal. Today, he is in the faculty of Moody Bible College. Christopher Yuan, Word of God changes life around the world. Well, I want to thank you all for listening. I want you to pray for this ministry, continue to pray for this ministry. I want to thank you, all the pastors, doing this, you know, giving an opportunity. And thank you, thank you. May God bless you. And from this point onwards, I have the second half of what I was asked to do. That is, we are going to have a very short sermon. We are going to go through the Word of God very fast. And it is going to be a bullet point sermon. That means I'm going to be going through only the points, and you have in the handout, there's a notepad. If any of you want to make notes, take the some reference and practice that in the days to come until the last day of your life on this earth or until Jesus comes back. So we are going to look into the Word of God. When I joined Gideon's, they gave me a set of spiritual objectives for my spiritual growth. When a baby is born, the baby needs milk, right, to grow daily in her life or in his life. Just like that, when you are born again, that is your birthday, the day you are born again in spiritual life. And from there on, you need spiritual nourishment. What is the spiritual nourishment? It is the Word of God. You need to take this daily so that you can grow spiritually in every day of your life. So, spiritual objectives and spiritual growth in Christian life. That is something you need to make it as a part of your life. Not just reading it, but make the spiritual food, digest that into your spiritual life so that it becomes a part of your life. So, one of the principles or the objectives is you need to be men and women of the book. This is the book. Not just reading it, but meditate on it, practice on it. Let that become a part of your life, men and women of the book. In the beginning, there was Word. Word was with God, and Word was God, and Word became flesh. That's what we read in book of John chapter 1. And that was Jesus himself who became into the flesh for our sins. And he is our Savior. And through his blood, we are saved. And that is where, when you invite Jesus into your life, that is where you are born again. So men and women of the book. Also we read in Isaiah 55:11, so shall my word be that goes from my mouth. It shall not come back empty. It will accomplish that which I please, and it shall succeed in the thing for which I send it. When you send a copy of the Bible, there is a ministry behind that one which is with power and authority. That's why Jesus said, I give you the power and authority to take this word so that it will change lives. So be men and women of the book. Men and women of prayer. That is, we read in Philippians 4:6, do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving. Take a close note of with thanksgiving. In my previous life, in my earlier life, Christian life, I used to bring a grocery list of items which I need to pray, but it was not from a thankful heart, because I did not have a thankful heart all the time. But the Bible says that bring our prayer and supplication with thanksgiving. How can you bring a prayer and supplication to the Lord with thanksgiving? You have to maintain a thankful heart all the time. The Bible says that in everything give thanks. There is no place for complaints and murmur and complaining about everything, anything what is happening. So you have to maintain a thankful heart to give thanks in everything what we do. Ephesians 5:20 says, always for all things give thanks. So, men and women of prayer, if you take the first two objectives, when we read the Bible, God is talking to you. When we talk to Him through the prayer, the communication is complete. You have to maintain a continuous, ongoing communication with the Lord in the growth or for growing in the Lord in our daily walk of life. Men and women of faith, we read now, the faith is the assurance of the thing hoped for and the conviction of the things not seen. We are looking forward to the great glorious day of His appearance, His second coming. We call it rapture. That is the glorious day we are all waiting for. In the meantime, in faith, we communicate with Him. That is our faith, which we getting that hope in the Lord. Men and women of faith. Men and women of faith, for by grace have been you have been saved through faith. And this is not your own doing. And it is a gift of God, not a result of works, so that no one may boast. When you talk about being born again, it is the finished work of Jesus on the cross. It is your work, your good works are all good, but it is not going to cut it. It is, you have to accept the free salvation from Jesus and accept Him into your heart. Your works, you need to continue. There is reward for the work, but salvation is free. And men and women of faith, men and women of separated walk. Before we are born again, we were sinners. But when you come to Christ and accept Jesus as His Lord and Savior, He exchanged on the cross for our worthless sin, the God's righteousness. So we became saints in Christ the time when you accepted Christ as your Lord and Savior. So men and women of separated walk, He called us from a sinner standpoint to a saint in Christ. We still do sin because we live on this earth. But our Jesus is our mediator on the right-hand side of the Father. So you be men and women of a separated walk, set apart for God's work. The one who walks in the darkness does not know where he is going. While you have the light, believe in the light that you may become sons of the light. Jesus said, I am the light. But then He also said, you are the lights of the world. So He put us as the light of the world. So let us be the light of the world, being men and women of separated walk. Men and women who witness, we are put on this earth for taking the gospel of Jesus to others. Acts 1:8 we read, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit will come upon you, and you shall be witnesses for me in Jerusalem, in Judea, in Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. So we need to be witnesses for Him around the world, all around the world. How can you be a part of the ministry which is making us to be the witnesses for Jesus? You can do it through Gideon's. You can do it many other Christian missionary work around the world. And I know this church is actively involved with many countries taking the word to the other country. So we need to be men and women who witness. The people who are working with you, who is going to school with you, we need to witness to them about the salvation message of Jesus Christ and what He has done for you. So men and women who witness. Men and women of compassionate heart. When Jesus saw the multitude, we read in Matthew 9:36, when He saw the crowds, He had compassion for them. Because they were harassed and helpless, they were like a sheep without shepherd. We were like that at one time. When you received Christ, you came to the shepherd, the good shepherd. So we need to have the compassionate heart which Jesus had on us. We need to show that to others. That is why we need to be men and women of who witness, and men and women of compassionate heart. When a soul is going to the eternal hell, we have a responsibility to tell what we enjoy in the Christ, because we are going to be with Jesus in heaven when we are done from this earth. So we need to take that good news, the gospel, to others with a compassionate heart. Anytime when you meet somebody, that should be your first responsibility, first burden, whether this person is going to end up his life in heaven or hell. We have to take the message, good news of the gospel. Men and women who give, what do you think about when you hear the word give? Giving some money, right? Well, Jesus said, "All right, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son." Almighty Father had everything what he had in heaven, he gave it to us. His only begotten son. If he gave his son, through him we have eternal salvation, then we should be giving ourselves to Christ. In 2 Corinthians, Paul is talking to the Macedonian churches, but they gave, the Macedonian churches gave themselves first to the Lord and then by the will of God to us. Brothers and sisters, as Christians, Jesus gave himself for us on the cross. We need to give our time, our talents, our treasures, everything, ourselves to Christ, because that's what he requires, because he gave himself. So we need, for our spiritual growth, we need to be men and women of the book, men and women of prayer, men and women of faith, men and women of separated walk, men and women who witness, men and women of compassionate heart, and men and women who give. If you are not in this category and growing daily in the Lord, I request you earnestly to start practicing and make this word of God a part of your life. Let it digest, meditate on it, and practice on it so that we will be witnesses for him in Jerusalem, in Judea, in Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. So men and women who are in all these spiritual objectives, that's what Jesus is expecting from us as his children. Now, I have another part of the same salvation message I want to mention here. I know I'm speaking to a church here. You are church members here, and I'm sure almost all, maybe all of you, one time you have given your heart to Christ and you are born again. But if there is anybody who is listening to me this morning in this audience who never ever have given your life to Christ and started their Christian life by being born again, I request you, let this be the Sunday. Let this be your spiritual birthday so that your name will be written in the book of life. The time when you are born again, your name will be in heaven. You become an ambassador for Christ. You are a saint in Christ. You are representing the heavenly kingdom on this earth. So if there is anybody, I'm going to have a prayer time just within a minute. And at that time, in your own heart and mind, you can make that decision. If you never have given your life to Christ, and for those who are already there, grow in the Spirit, grow daily in the Word of God. And I'm going to have that prayer time, and I want to thank you again for this great opportunity, and let this be a great blessing in your life, in your spiritual life, in your Christian life, and let us be witnesses for him in Jerusalem, in Judea, in Samaria, and to the ends of the earth, until Jesus comes or until the last day we are on this earth. Let us go to the Lord in prayer. Let us bow our heads. Dear Lord, our Heavenly Father, we thank you for this blessed opportunity to worship you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for inviting us or giving us your only Son, Jesus Christ. Through him, we have the eternal salvation. But, Lord, help us to grow in you and walk with you, Lord, in the days to come, so that we will be looking forward to that glorious hope that one of these days you will be coming back and we will be with you forever and ever. But in the meantime, Lord, if there is anybody who is willing to take that decision, first time in their life to be born again, Lord, talk to them and help them to go through the prayer, the sinner's prayer. I am a sinner, Lord. Please pardon my sins. And please come into my heart and make me a new person. And let them to be, invite them as they are inviting you into their heart. They are going to be in the family of Christ. We pray for them so that they will be growing from this day onwards to their Christian life in the days to come. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. And thank you very much.